Yasmin.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You are the first and the only right now. Well, I'm going to give it another minute and then I'll start.
Okay. For the Tikkuni Zohar 888?
Correct. I take it you enjoyed last night's class.
Oh, it was wonderful. That's pretty good.
All right, let's start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Thilu Thilu Urchimu Beyakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'ase Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Ma'ase Yadeinu Kananehu. I believe someone else arrived, so we're on section 8A.
17, 8A?
Tikkuni Zohar 8A. It's class 6 in the landing page. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. It opens up to the landing page and then scroll down to class 6, section 8A.
Okay. He's not on yet?
I am on, yes. I've been on for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was starting, and then each person came on. So we are starting with section 8A.
Thank
you. We've already said the you're welcome. We've already said the L'shem Yehud. Sutim biat yud patach it patach beya bechamesh atzvan beinun Hashem ukama razin denukti v'hai abba bam odeh yud hei v'patach ayilaya itmar pichu li v'gomer ze hashar l'ashem malakim ayit dimishmashim Leil Ayan Nekudin Veinun Advan Deinun Kesus Van Lenukudi Lenuk Nekud Betami Benahagi Lon Vinun Tanuot Begabeho Kegon Alpi Hashem Yachno the Alpi Hashem Yeso the Inun Nekudin Legabe Tamekiana but tarayan anahigin laun lakal sidra lus. Ayu patata ulan haga lon lakol sidra limena dushmala lakama ulachora vipameinun nishmatin vinakudin ruchin vi'atwan Nafshinilen matanahagin batarilen ilen batarilen atvan matnahagi batar nakudi benakudi batartame kigavu me algavo Shomar v'od atvan ninun ish nekudi ruach al asher yiyeh shemacha ruach lalaket yilako v'inun kemavoa meya v'yitmar alayhu Amashalach me'aniyam b'nachalim Yishko kol chaytu Shaddai v'gomar Ilein atvan v'it v'shayashavi Lonely advan Ma'im yishruach V'afar arva ragalim Dekursayat Ehudi Adam Leshabbat Al Hakres Hakise Masitra Diabai Yudin Leila Masitra Divarata Yudin Letata Masitra Diaba Vavin letata kegavna Mesitra diven Vavin leila kegavan kegavna Da vavi ahiyan Devarata kegavna Da da yaviv Hey, Yud Nun. De Ami Eima Ke Gavna Da Hahu Ahi Yud Yahai Vav Hey Behaki Bekol Hai Hey Vav Yud Hey Vav Hey Vav Yud Hey Ve'od me'on ve'olif alim ve'hei vav yud yud nun tzarich li'olfa lon le'mei bad b'nei ve'chon b'nina t'kud shabarichu d'it bar be'ya v'yirfa et mezebach Hashem Acharos viraza, gemila dekikalim, lemacharas viat vavi, tishmaya hada, hudiktiv, ken yecharasu, al Hashem uvagin, dade yechurasu, lon bechovahu, Tzarich l'mei b'nei Lon b'nei Yaven Yesoda d'banina Hashem min yud yud hei Min yud yud vav Min v'he והי בכל אבנים של עמות אבנה את מזבח השם על אפי על כיסכה דא השם ודא תוקורא די עמודה לסמוך על היוד יסוד בנינה תבעית וגינדה חבורה דתלת עדוון ביאת בית בנינה יוד יסוד ספירה קשיה דהיהו סומך גאולה התפיה ארת ואינון בית מלכות לתפילה בוויה סומך השם לכל הנופלים פף תפי ארת ואית מר ביה כתפי ארת אדם לשבת ביאת וביה כל הזוקיף זוקיף בשם אבל לגבי יסוד כל הקורה קורה בברון עדה הוא דקיף ברקות לראש צדיק ויהיהו ארוך ואיש פעיל ביה הקורה אם היה למעלה מעשר ימים די יהי יודלה ילה מקיד יהו כי כתר יהו על התעולות על כל הדלית אינה שליט עליה וגינדה מביבי דיה יהי שכינתה תתאה דיה יהי יוד זיירי עשרה שפחים שאורה ביה צריך להשפיל הקורה דיהו וב אבל לגבי סכה דיהי יאימה ישאור דילה יודי יהו כי כתר ליעיל מקת מקתר ליאת אדם דמר קבה דר ביה גוי סעקה דלית אינה שליט עלייה ומקור דילין חוויים כחושבן חסד דבחון צריך למבני בנינה דד אינון תסליקין ליין בית חווין מחסד מקור דחווי והווייתיה יהיהו יוד כבב כחושבן חסד כולכו אבן וקורא ובנינה דהית בני בתאותו תערב יהיהו בילין אינו נעין בית חוויין דנפקין מין יוד קי יבב קי יוד נון אלף ובבי אוקר 8a. Following this, we give thanks and then we reaffirm the intention as in, this is the gate for God. This is the formula revealed by Patach, using the holy name as a chariot of revelation. Cancellation notes are now added to the vision of letters and vowel points. This is not merely now the relationships that are being explained, but is rather a unification that is taking place. This unification allows us to see the not only what is taking place, groundwork for everything that is to come forth in the overall body of work. The order established is with letters directed, given their meaning by the vowel points, and the combined letters, vowel points, are directed by the cancellation marks. Here we find one thing inside of the other. Letters are fire. The wind that directs the letters and the water and is not mentioned in context with the cantillation marks plays its part in the overall mixture, which is why we see another description that includes all four elements together, becoming the legs of the divine throne, separating the points, which are symbolized by Adam upon the throne. Just to remind you, there are four letters to every, there are four levels to every letter. Every letter has the body, the shape of the letter. Every letter has a sound. Every letter has a vowel. Every letter has tabim, the crowns on the letters in the Torah. And every letter has a cantillation mark, the trope. And this paragraph is following from the previous section where we're seeing how all the everything starts with a point and builds from that point item by item, step by step, level by level. And always they are intertwined. So when you say, well, there's another step, but the other step is part of the whole, and they're all interrelated. And this is just reinforcing the concept of unity with between and with all things. That was an unwritten commentary. Continuing to read. The combinations that are expressed being Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, and their permutations relate to the aspect ratios that occur between the Sephirot. Notably, the feminine and masculine aspects are considered from above to below, and below to above. Masculine is above to below. Feminine is below to above. With consciousness, there is an initial sending forth, masculine, and then an acceptance, feminine. Father passing to daughter is masculine, becoming feminine, while father passing to son retains the masculine aspect. The arrangements that these divine letters make generate the pathways that flows both below and above. The signature realization is that what we are learning is the construction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the construction of the holiness within that is linked with all the unifications that we have ever experienced within the Torah, within the Mishnah, and within throughout our own personal lives. These constructions form themselves out of the divine letters and become like supercharged nodes within consciousness. They have the power to topple, if we sin, or as well to build themselves whole with our prayers. This is an unwritten commentary. And I'm prodding you to think outside of the box. Throughout the Western world, and especially in America, there's a significant consciousness of body weight. Do you know where fat comes from? It comes from the Hebrew letters being in the wrong order. Correct the order and the fat disappears. That is what is expressed in this paragraph that we just read. Continuing to read. It is this construction in mind that is central to Torah study and the contemplation of the divine name. What is this like? A king constructs his palace using the finest materials, placing his foundation stones in strategic locations to ensure the stability of his palace. The palace is tied together with cement that binds the stones and the foundation in place. In our prayers, we must be mindful of Yudke Vavke, for this is where we are attaching our thoughts. It is this attachment that ensures not only the foundation of our prayers, but also their raising on high to become imbued with the flow of thought, becoming from idea to fulfillment. We are building the altar with Yud as its foundation, and upon this foundation via Vav, as beam and post, we place by it the house. The house is the eternal within framed by Bet, the building. Malchut, Yesod, the foundation, and Tav, as Tiferet, the beauty of the thing itself. What dwells inside of this house upon this altar? It is our prayers that reside there and partake in the eternal construction within. When we bless, we are building the house, the Bayit, continuous in our prayers. Once our attention is focused upon the building of this eternal within, more is revealed. We see that the entrance is Keter, or the cause of causes. Because of this, there is not anything perceivable through this entrance, since what we are building cannot be directly accessed. This is why man, or Adam, is above the tabernacle, considering it as an image, or like the seal of the king discussed earlier, or also like the Kaf is an extension of the image of Yud. Once we have the revelation of the divine flow, the Shekhinah, and conceive it and can conceive it in terms of the eternal within, this illuminates or anchors our awareness so that this imagery may be processed there. The actual work that takes place is symbolized by Chesed, which represents the abundance of the flow. This abundance generates the 72 permutations that develop from this overflowing of unification. The head of the sword is the Yud, the head of the name, Yudke Vavke. No one surpasses the master of the sword. On all sides victorious, no one stands before it. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Remember that tomorrow, Friday, the Slichot class is canceled due to an appointment, and that the 8:30 p.m. class for Tikkuni Zohar will take place. On Shabbat, 6 o'clock will be Havdalah, 7 o'clock will be a Zohar class for the Parashah of Chayzinu, and 8:30 will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. Sunday at 7:30, will be a Slichot class ritual. At 10:30, we will continue to study and prepare for the Tishrei holidays. And the 3 o'clock class, we will continue to learn about Teshuvah through the Igeret Teshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah from the Tanya. And at 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. All times mentioned were West Coast times, so please make the adjustment to your own time zone. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, a week of wonderful peace, and a day, because Shabbat is more than a day of Shabbat that is truly significant in your life, significant in your preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and helps you to build the vessel of the desire to receive, so that your year manifests exactly as you dream it to be during these 10 days of teshuvah, of purification, of building your vessel. Shalom to all.
Shalom to you. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.